Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klaus. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cepeda moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball towards right. Alou catches it and throws to first to double up Canizzaro. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart juggles the ball. That's an error on Hart. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller strikes out. two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive towards the mound. Perry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. McCovey moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCovey scores. One out. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball towards center. Elliott catches it and throws to third to double up Cepeda. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-2 in the game. Stallard hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stallard, and towards Klaus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou is hit by the pitch. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing left field. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 3 in the game. Stallard hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder fires to first and picks off Haller. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 3 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Cap Peterson pinch runs for Gaylord Perry. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou bunts towards the mound. Stallard juggles the ball. That's an error on Stallard. Peterson moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hiller bunts towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to third. Alou moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 4 in the game. Mays is walked intentionally. Al Jackson now pitching. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Matty Alou. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to home to get Peterson. Alou moves to third. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou scores. Mays scores. Keen moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cepeda moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Charlie Smith pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-4 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. Cannell moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell scores. Smith scores. It's Giants, 3, Mets, 3. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Al Jackson. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Hickman moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing first base. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Hawk Taylor now catching. Galen Sisco now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-4 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cannell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagan for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays throws the ball into Hiller, who tags Christopher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Keene moves to second. Duke Snider pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-5 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sisco moves to second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-5 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Giants. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.